Magnum. That wasn't very
What?
loud.
Oh,
Wait,
you were just testing. I like couldn't hear. It just was like, and I was like, oh no.
Oh no, Magnum is what I was trying to get, you know.
Oh, Magnum. Oh,
Magnum.
that should, yeah. PI?
Yeah. Never watched that show.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched a lot of
Yeah,
Magnum
I'm
PI.
also skeptical about that claim. To even suggest that there's a show from the 70s and 80s that you didn't watch seems absurd.
That show was not for me.
Ah.
It's just like, you know, I never watched, you know, MacGyver. Never watched that either.
Right. That's fair.
Ooh.
I just thought you watched everything.
I tried.
Like, literally everything.
Brondiac for the win, but not by much.
Mm. I tried watching the new reboot of Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap? Yeah?
It's all right.
Yeah, I don't think I'm watching anymore. I watched one, and it's way too much the same show. Like, it's... Which is fine, but...
The problem is it's the same show, but without the awesomeness that is, you know, the original cast.
Scott Bakula?
Well, and Dean Stockwell.
Yeah, Dean Stockwell was awesome.
So,
he was
like,
key.
The new guy has, like, no draw to him. Like, he's, like...
Well,
you know.
To me, the writing was just very 90s TV show. It was, I don't think I can take more.
Yeah, it's very correct, Sam, right there, just very vanilla.
Yeah.
It does not have the charm of the old show.
Owen has been really interested, so I'll probably check out an episode.
Mm. You should have him watch the originals.
I might. I'll see if it holds up, because it kind of holds up.
They're all on Roku TV, Roku's channel?
It could be. I tried watching them at one point, and... It's still held up-ish. What was I thinking? Oh, I just wanted... Did either of you watch Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
I didn't even know the season had restarted until Ray and Karen told me, like, Saturday.
Oh, the season's restarted.
Yeah.
It's been a roller coaster so far.
Because they were... We were talking about She-Hulk or something, and Heidi said she wanted more Megan Thee Stallion, and Ray said, well, you're in luck, because she is on the SNL.
Yep.
Then I went, wait, SNL's back? And they said, yes. And I went, oh.
Yep, I already forgot who the opener was. Oh, no, it was Miles. The opener was decent. It was Miles Teller and someone I've forgotten about. And then, yeah, last week it was Brendan Gleeson. Man, I was so excited to see him.
Yeah.
But he is not especially funny.
I don't know who that is.
He's Mad-Eye Moody.
Oh, I liked him.
Yeah.
He was Menelaus.
Yep.
In Troy.
He was Hamish in Braveheart.
Yeah.
You know,
he's a serious
still,
actor. He is not an improv artist
right.
in
I have
any
still
way.
Never actually seen Braveheart.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a movie. You might like
I have
it.
A copy of Braveheart on DVD.
Nice.
I've never opened it.
Okay.
And I've just never gotten around to watching it. I don't know why. Everybody tells me I'll enjoy it. Really should watch it sometime.
Yeah, it was good. Ray, how do I feel about this week's episode of SNL?
I thought it was pretty good. Like, Megan Thee Stallion was not, you know, she wasn't great, but it was enjoyable. It was good.
Good. I feel much better about it because I felt the opposite of the way you felt.
Really?
And I felt bad about feeling that way because I felt like it wasn't, I certainly didn't feel like the target audience. For the first half of the show, there was one sketch and there wasn't. This is why I feel bad, because I feel disappointed about it, and I'm overreacting, but every sketch was Punky, Ego, and Megan talk about esoteric black woman culture, and then laugh at me because I'm white and I don't understand. And then Megan shakes her Next sketch, those three talk about esoteric black woman culture that I don't understand, laugh at me for being white and not understanding it, and then talk about how gross flat butts are. I'm like, oh my God, will someone write a gosh darn sketch on this show? And the next sketch was that same sketch again. And then her first musical performance was not for me. Her second musical performance was excellent, though. It was super good. And yeah, I felt bad that I felt so negatively about the episode, I'll be honest.
I don't know, the flat butt one had me rolling. I thought it was hilarious.
I did not find it at all funny. It was just like, meh. And then the next one, I was like, meh. I don't even remember if there was a sketch where I was like, that was a hilarious sketch. It all just, maybe I was tired. I don't know. Maybe I'm painfully racist. I don't know. Could be a mix of both.
Huh.
But yeah, two dud episodes in a row was hard.
Right. I did not know that. Samurai said that their audio people finally fixed the sound mixing problems. I didn't notice it, but that's fantastic that I didn't notice it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we should do a show.
Do it, Doug.
Let me find a script. Welcome to the 357th kabang installment of the Postal Warriors 3.
Does anybody get that?
That joke was from earlier.
Except for...
Yeah. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. He's Ray. We got Sneaky Beat 15. He's Ian. And, you know, this is SNL chat. It'll be followed... you know, I feel, you know, my wife did SNL. So, you know, I feel like I've been done by SNL. And let me tell you, it feels good. Sometimes I lift only to amuse myself.
That's a true story.
this is the week of the 19th through the 26th of October. Time flies. In your 7-day, 4-star, sometimes single, sometimes double crash of the things.
Yeah!
Last week on the, or no, this week, the 19th, that's this week, You had Namor versus Android Jim. Did you Namor?
Nope.
You don't have any more? I honestly don't know what you got.
I want to say it's like a 2-2-2.
That's precisely it. Yep. Okay. I did. The first fight, I had no problem. Second fight, problem. But then I tried the second fight the next day, and I pulled it out. It was still problematic because Captain Marvel 5-star was pretty decent, and Namor is not. But I got colors better. So I did, finish it.
All right.
Yeah. I don't think 2-2-2 is getting it done.
That'd be tough. Yeah, that's a rough one.
It'd be rough.
You might be able to take Android Jim.
I might. Maybe I'll pump some ISO into it and see what happens.
If he gets his powers off, though, maybe not.
Right.
Because once Android Jim gets going, he's pretty strong.
Yeah. Coming up on Monday, we're going to have Red Hulk versus Hulk in a Hulk showdown. Which is now apparently being played by Indiana Jones.
Oh, Harrison Ford is going to be playing Thaddeus Ross?
That is correct.
In where?
I don't know. Whatever movie they're putting Red Hulk into.
Oh. Are they making a Thunderbolts movie?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I don't know.
Spreading misinformation.
Yeah, I just saw some blurb that they got him on board.
That was a really tiny blurb. Apparently the blurb had no other information about
it's in Captain America 4.
What's that?
He says it's in Captain America 3, 4, whatever the current Captain 4. America is.
Yeah. Civil War was Cap 3. Okay. Wait, Captain America 4, didn't we get rid of that guy?
I don't know,
what
maybe
kind
it's
crazy gonna... plot lines is this?
Well, it's probably going to feature Falcon America, right? He's Captain America.
Oh, that guy again. He seems nice.
Their show was good, their TV show. I liked it.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, look, there's a picture of something called Thunderbolts, the film.
There you go, you can have it in 2024.
Great. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not particularly busy.
Storyland, Web Wonders running out of the Gamora, Slimer, and Phoenix Frost. Placement is TV She-Hulk and some Old Man Meatbag. Then you got Fight for Wakanda, Magneto. Jesus. TV She-Hulk, Old Man Meatbag. Placement there is Reptile, because we all know how great he is. And Shards for the new character.
Yeah!
And there's a Puzzle Gauntlet coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
Anniversary season still running. Right now you've got Mind Like a Diamond. Black Panther, The White Queen, placement is Domino, and some more Phoenix Frost. All right, so Ian, we got a new character.
Oh my goodness, there's a new character.
There is. We got two new characters, in fact.
Whoa.
That are exactly the same. You
Tell
have 3-star
them.
And 5-star, Edward Akra, better known as Arcade.
Oh.
I love his affiliations, by the way, because it's villain, mercenary, technologist, and genius.
Nice.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Both of their subtitle is Edward Akra? That's going to be confusing.
Well, you've got the 8-bit version and, you know, the full 4K
remastered
version. Yeah.
Yeah, but all of the characters who have multiple, you know, stars or levels or whatever all have different subtitles.
They do.
Okay.
All right. He is purple, blue, and black. Is that a common one? That's fairly common, right?
No. Nope. I mean, it's not rare.
What is it?
But
purple,
it's
purple, blue, black.
Oh.
This will make them, this will take us from 16 to 18.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Samurai says the 3-star version is called the King of Pwn.
Okay.
Let's see. Purple power. It's called Murder World. 7 purple. Choose a color. Place a control room trap tile in that color. Maximum of 1. For each Murder World trap tile on the board, deal some damage to a random enemy. If it matches the control room's color, deal double damage and destroy a random adjacent tile. For every 3 of these on the board, destroy a surrounding random tile, not generating AP. Passively, at the start of the battle, create a purple control room trap tile. Then, at each turn afterwards, create 1 Murder World trap tile, up to a max of 6. Without a control room trap tile, Murder World trap tiles deal 75% less damage. As you go up in level, that damage reduction is not as bad. It goes down to 50% at level 5, and you're creating 2 Murder World trap tiles up to a max of 10. The blue one is called Insert Coin. 6 blue. Choose a pair of colors. And by that, they mean choices of 3, which we'll get to later. Not just any 2 colors you like. Deal damage to the target for each Murder World trap tile in those colors, and an additional effect as chosen below, removing the trap tiles in these colors. As it goes up in level, it does a little bit more damage. If you pick red and yellow, you get Flame Burst. This creates a 1-turn red repeater tile that deals damage times the number of red and yellow Murder World trap tiles removed. As you go up in level, does a little bit more damage each time. Muddy Mire, if you are choosing blue and green, create a 3-turn fortified blue countdown tile that locks a surrounding number of tiles, prioritizing enemy special tiles equal to the number of blue and green Murder World trap tiles removed. Locked tiles destroy enemy AP in their colors each turn. When you get to level 4, it becomes a 2-turn countdown tile instead of a 3-turn. Your third choice for black and purple is Poison Cloud. Create a 3-turn fortified countdown tile that deals damage times the number of black and purple Murder World trap tiles. If destroyed, it deals damage to the enemy team and stuns them for 1 turn. As you go up in level, that damage increases at level 5. You're getting a 2-turn stun. And finally, the black power is called Happy Birthday! I don't know why I needed to use that voice, but I did. I kind of had Frosty the Snowman stuck in my head a little bit. Choose a tile and place a 2-turn fortified Doombot repeater tile on the board, which deals damage and creates 1 Murder World trap tile each time it activates. Passive, if there's a Doombot repeater tile on the board at the start of the turn, if there are at least blank Murder World trap tiles on the board, the Doombot destroys a trap tile, dealing damage to the enemy team and some damage to Arcade's allies. As you go up in levels, it goes up in more damage. Once you get to level 3, it becomes a 1-turn repeater tile, so that Doombot's doing something every turn. So you're doing AoE, but taking AoE back from that Doombot. Not sure I care for that. So somebody needs to run this character and tell me how it works, because right now he does not sound good.
Okay.
What say you?
As people get a chance to play him, he'll just get more and more, I don't know, hopefully well-reviewed. I don't know. I can't even... You know, as well as everybody listening to the show, is that you started talking about him and I heard almost nothing that you said. Sorry.
There were so many words.
There was so many words.
Yeah.
I was trying and I couldn't.
Yeah,
like,
so
I just,
many words.
Yeah.
I have been told, though, Ian, on you know, reliable knowledge, that the next character is just a gather some AP, firepower, damage happens kind of character coming our way. So you got that looking forward.
Okay.
Let's see, release events, Fight for Wakanda, I think we talked about that. There's, cover store tokens in progression, there's shards and cover store tokens as placement. Unstable ISO 8, you've got 3-star version covers as placement, that's starting on the 24th. Infinite Pursuit on the 27th, you get, 3-star in progression, 5-star shards in progression, and 5-star legendary store tokens as placement rewards. I think we talked about the Mind Like a Diamond, the Emma Frost one in there. 3-star covers as placement rewards. Versus is called It's a Clip-On for the 3-star version running the 20th to the 23rd. That will get you covers as progression rewards and shards as placement. And the 5-star version guy is called Slam Tilt running the 25th to the 29th. And you'll get some cover store tokens in progression there. The Nobody Survives store running the 20th to 24th. Chances to get a 5-star guy in that. The Double or Nothing vault running the 27th to the 30th. 40 items there, one of which being a Game Over Legendary Store Token, and a Kraven the Hunter, good old Safari Joe. In the Game Over Legendary Store, running the 27th to the 30th, 15% chance to get 5-star Arcade, 5-star Doctor Strange, or 5-star Loki. Buy those for 25 CP each. So there you go, Arcade. I know none of us are giant fans of trap tiles, so you have to see how that plays out.
Yeah, traps, repeaters, it's all about, which makes sense for Arcade.
Sure.
I just, yeah, and until I get to play him once, I don't know what any of that does. Even when he was a boss, I couldn't figure out what he did. I just beat him down before he could do anything.
Yeah, I didn't really notice him doing a whole lot. What else you got in the news? Anybody? That's all I got.
I was going to say, I also have limited news.
I don't have anything MPQ, but hey, I had my best PUBG game this week. So.
Better than winning?
Well, I got a win, but with the win, I got 22 kills in the match.
Oh, that sounds significant.
100 people in the game, and I killed 22 of them.
So you killed almost a quarter of the people?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, that sounds like a massacre.
Hey, and awesome local state college news. Chick-fil-A opens again tomorrow.
Ooh.
It closed?
Except I don't want to.
They've been closed for like 6 months.
Oh.
All right, avoid North Atherton. Got it.
Yep.
Oh, no, that you know, this new setup, Ray, totally has fixed the traffic problem. Totally fixed it. Totally.
Not buying it.
Yeah, I don't either.
That phrase is applicable in multiple ways.
This week, then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Misty Knight, Daughter of the Dragon.
all right, let's talk about the 4-star Misty Knight. Everybody's fifth favorite Heroes for Hire adjacent character. She is green, yellow, and blue. Her green ability costs 8 green AP. It's a bionic beatdown. She deals 834 damage to the target, then deals an additional 120 damage for each fortified tile on the board, and removes their fortification, removing enemy tile fortifications first, up to a maximum of 5 tiles. This scales up to 5,901 damage, with an additional 886 for each fortified tile. Her yellow ability, 7 yellow AP, Saturday Night Specialist. Convert one random basic tile to her team's strongest color, then fortify and improve 2 random friendly special tiles by 12. It's got a passive component that says, when a fortified tile is matched or destroyed, Misty Knight heals her allies for a boost of 74 health. If any of the allies are defenders, Misty Knight is also healed. Let's see. As this scales up, it converts 3 tiles, improves 4 special tiles by 46, and a burst of 594 health. So improvement goes up, conversion goes up, healing and special tile improvement goes up. Lastly, this is control. 6 blue AP. Deal 232 damage to the target and create 3 strength 15 attack tiles on random basic tiles in a chosen row for each attack tile created on either team's strongest color. Fortify that tile and deal 46 damage. At max level, she's dealing 2,381 damage, creating 6 strength 45 attack tiles and dealing an additional 450 damage for being on either team's strongest color. So, I don't really dive into the Misty Knight pool so very often. I don't even know that I have her at a viable level, to be honest. No, that's why. So, I've chosen the build of 0-2-0. So again, not a lot of traction from me, but perhaps she is a good teammate and is complimentary in some way that I'm yet to be exposed to.
I would like to point out that in those top 6 builds there on the screen, yes, this guy has the correct 4-4-5 build.
Nice.
How about that?
That is very rare. Very, very rare.
I don't know if I'd call it correct. It's the most popular. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give Craig just this one win.
All right.
That's fine. Because I don't ever use her. I mean, if I have to use her, she's on the team and I'm using the right other people. But
no, I have no idea what fair. She actually does. I have no clue.
Well, I just told you.
Yeah, I do. Still don't know.
Fortifications. Fortifies things and does damage per fortifying. And
yeah, look at her go.
Yep. So, yeah, there you have it. That's what Sunny and Zand are. Misty Knight.
Okie dokie. Daughter of the Dragon.
Stop saying that. Hey, is that her tagline?
She was in a group. They were called the Daughters of the Dragon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's her and, what's her name? Colleen Wing.
Oh, okay.
Ray, what's in the mailbag?
You would think I would be prepared for this, but you'd be wrong.
Hmm.
Okay, let's start over on the D3 forums. Auberman, if you remember, last week's featured character of the week was Killmonger. Auberman says, Killmonger is one of my favorites. No build for him is wrong. He's one of the few characters that would really benefit from being 5-5-5. I find his greatest utility to be in PvE, since he will give 150% match damage boost when you match the lead enemy's strongest color. So try this. Pair him with a couple boosted 5-stars with rainbow coverage, and the enemies will just melt. For extra fun, toss in some 50% match damage boosts. The trickiest part is that sometimes it's hard to tell on old goons what their strongest color is. The power is incorrectly coded, so it tells you what the enemy team's strongest color is rather than the targeted enemy. I have learned that it's often yellow with the Magia and red with the Hand. So, there you go. Some more information about Killmonger.
Yeah, you should type him up with Shang-Chi.
This is true. Jeff Duggan.
Hello.
I wanted to mention that he did say at the end of his post that you should just call it your weekly crash of the Titans and just call it a day. I know that's not convoluted enough for you, but... All right, so what he had to say, baseball talk. I'm going to read this and not have any idea what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
The season after I moved out with my now ex-wife, I had taken the kids to an annual game in my Big Ten university town, one of the original ones, not the latecomer Penn State or imposters like Nebraska or Rutgers. A local restaurant partnered up to do free dinner for the first 500 fans in attendance, and this particular college only charges admission to football, volleyball, and basketball, so it was all free. It was also an incredible pitcher's duel. We stayed through the end of the 12th inning, at which point in time it was still scoreless. It was well past my youngest bedtime, and she was falling asleep in my lap. The home team eventually won it in a one-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the 15th.
Nice.
Oh, that's amazing.
We could hear the post-game fireworks from the townhouse that we were renting. They eventually made it to the last round before Omaha in the College World Series that year. And the best of three they lost included five-ish first-round MLB draft picks for that year, including two of the top 10. Impressive, I guess.
Yeah.
I still don't think I would want to sit for 15 innings, but...
not when they stop selling beer in the seventh inning, because...
that just sounds rough. Other notes for the showdown. He says, Cersei takes Moon Knight... with some reasonably creative application of her transformation abilities. At a minimum, turn the crescent darts into croissants. High-speed bread doesn't hurt you. In spite of some bugs, he says, Broken Circle seems to have taken the philosophy of make it rain this anniversary season. I have to agree. Our alliance has been going nuts with the purchases. And finally, he said, I gotta give a shout-out to the Aegis Alliance family, who had two groups finish... a double clear in Murder World. A third group got through 15 rounds, and even the most casual alliance, which was short-handed with 18 people, managed to finish the remastered event and pick up some bonus rounds on the other side. So, good job. We finished remastered and like halfway through round
like
eight?
Six, seven. Yeah, we were all the way to round eight, I think, in the demastered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so that was okay.
That was with some people not
played
full
at all.
Effort in. So
right. I thought we did well, better than I had done in any of the civil wars in the past. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, Ian participated like crazy.
Oh, weird start of the week. that was like, what? It's Monday. He can't be. This is nonsense.
So there you go. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
Uh-oh. Excuse me. He caught me mid-excitement yawn. And I am Franz.
Yanni McYonerson. And we just want to pump
you up. All right. See what this here video games all about and who's boosted this week. Three-star Beast is boosted. So his green AoE, his blue special tile, and his yellow healing will all be slightly increased. Doctor Strange, his yellow retaliation, and his he's got some, I feel like he's got some blue damage that goes along with the stunning of the Crimson Band, so that'll be increased as well. Scarlet Witch, her purple's going to deal more damage. And Sentry, what's that guy up to? Was he recently reworked?
He was.
Yeah. So his World Rupture, more damage, more red damage with the Supernova, and his new and improved strike tiles via yellow will be much stronger. Storm, attack tile damage increased, as well as the damage from her green lightning strikes. All right, here we are. Blonde Widow is boosted this week in the 4-star range. More damage from Lights Out, better burst healing from Brush Pass, and that is all that will be affected. Flods will still be filleting. What else is going on with these crazy kids? Captain Marvel, she seems nice. Ton of damage when her countdown expires from the black, and she'll make bigger strike tiles with same ability. More buffing from the yellow, and more possible damage from energy manipulation if the colors match up in a very specific way. And Jean Grey? Ah, yeah, Jean Grey. I remember her. She's got AoE, AoE, and AoE. It's all boosted. Her blue is still dependent on 5-star enemy matches. The Punisher is boosted. Lots of damage from both Punish and Army of One. A little more AoE from Mindless Charge, or Merciless Charge, and his weapon expertise puts out bigger strike tiles. Rogue. Oh my goodness. She's all kinds of boosted. Ton of damage from Power Siphon. Good amount of damage from her red, and no changes to leading the charge.
I like the throwback cover image from, you know, the video game Rogue.
Oh, yep. That does sound so like good. Something you would like.
I played lots of hours of Rogue.
So many so that, is that the game? So I have played 0 hours of it. So this question comes from that. When I purchase a game on Steam and they use an adjective like roguelike, is it based on that game? Is that what they are referencing?
You know, they always say that about games, but I, yeah, you know, but you know, Rogue didn't have graphics. So, you know, it was just like ASCII, you know.
Are you pranking me?
No.
Or are you just being naturally difficult? That was a yes or no question, and it contained neither of those things in your response.
I don't know. When I play modern games, they tell me, look, this is roguelike, and I play it, and I'm like, yeah, not really.
Daredevil is boosted. Yellow will give better healing and better strike tiles. More damage from his purple and, or her purple. I don't know who 5-star Daredevil is these days. It could be any number of people. Green, countdown. That's going to be boosted. Iceman. Let's see. Preventing damage and dealing more damage with his green. Uh-oh. Loki. What's Loki up to? A lot of damage from that dagger surprise. And more damage from his destroy everything. And lastly, Professor X. Oh no, varying things. So yeah, his purple. Oh, depending on which X-Man he summons to him, he'll be doing either more damage or more healing, larger attack tiles, and his match fours do more damage with the signal boost. So, let's see what Samurai has to say about this combination of characters. 4-star Carol and Sentry boosted in the same week, right after his recent rework. Go nuts! Maybe add Teen Jean or Max Pun for even more special tile spam. 5-star players get a solid B+, A- list, although 5-buck Chuck will get most of the playtime.
Mm, very true.
Yeah. Now, I am going to assume that he based that on the correct scale. So this is a very good list. Like, solidly above average, but, you know, not quite as exceptional as an A.
Yeah, I don't think any of them are, like, meta. Like
right.
Xavier can appear on some good teams.
Yeah.
The rest are, you know, I think he's right. A minus, right. B plus, yeah.
I was just asking, is it on my scale or is it on everybody else's scale?
Oh, well, I'm not sure what he meant.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think they're all decent.
Yeah, they seem respectable.
S tier for sure.
Ugh, monsters, each and every one he is. So that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. thanks as always to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head into an enclosed box of which there is no escape. Brought to you by Terrified. last week, Ray. Help, who won? Lord of Croissants or Cersei?
I think it went pretty well. I was happy with this result. 64% of the votes went to Moon Knight.
Wow.
Moon Knight clears this round.
He edged it out. Good for him.
Look at that.
Wow. Wow, that makes me feel good going into this totally reasonable and non-pointless match. I don't know, Ray. Do you want to win or do you want me to win? I don't think it matters at this point, does it?
I think I've won more than my fair share by having an extraordinarily outmatched, you know, fight. So right.
So you'll talk about Vanguard?
I'll run with Vanguard.
Okay.
So Vanguard, picture the Red Guardian. It's pretty much the Russian version, another Russian version of Captain America. Vanguard. He has Red Guardian shield sometimes. He's really good at hand-to-hand combat, trained by the KGB. Yeah, he's got his suit, which, what does the suit do? I'm trying to make channels impact force directed, into the shield. So if he gets hit, it rechannels that energy into the shield. So he can then smack down people with the shield. He's not bad.
That is true. He is not bad. He is a very respectable participant and has been up until this point. He is going against the Stranger. The Stranger simply wills you into non-existence.
I don't think my shield stops that.
No, I don't think so. Again, for people who don't dial back into this bracket, the Stranger is an omnipotent entity. He is Watcher, Celestial, Galactus level. He has unlimited cosmic powers. So unless the Red Guardian or the Vanguard can somehow pull him into some sort of alternate dimension where he's slightly less in touch with the cosmos, then he'll still be destroyed horribly because the Stranger is so unbelievably potent, I can't imagine a peer for him.
I could challenge really, you to just a fist fight. Like, you can only use your fists.
You might have an advantage then.
Maybe, but I'm thinking Stranger can still channel all the energy into, you know, strength and power, so.
Right. Oh, okay, yeah, if he can just be infinitely durable still. Yeah, this should be gruesome. And by gruesome, I mean it won't even be gruesome. Like, I don't even think, like, the Stranger would acknowledge a being like Vanguard. Like, why would Vanguard even comprehend something as powerful as the Stranger?
Basically, you've got a street level guy going up against a cosmic level guy.
Yeah, we've got a guy going up who makes like Dormammu look like a chump.
So if you're going to vote, you can do so in the Discord. I'm putting the comment in now. All you have to do is react to it. I'm adding some reactions here, and you can vote that way. If you do want to vote for Vanguard, I would suggest, you know, writing something up on our subreddit, in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit.
And I would also like to hear that story.
Yeah, let us know how he wins. I'd like to hear it.
Right. At the very least, it would be a good read. Yeah, I don't expect anybody who can go up against a Stranger except for maybe Howard. Now that we know the true power of Howard the Duck.
You got that right.
Gross.
And you're going to see that power next week. Because he's coming back with a vengeance to take down Merlin. Again, though, thanks to Terrified.
Terrified.
Ian, you got Steam open.
I don't. Maybe I do. I lied. I have it partially open. I don't have Marvel Puzzle Quest open, but I do have Steam open. So by the time that I'm done droning on about nothing, hopefully Steam will have loaded and I can work on opening one of my tokens.
Hey, I just got an alert. Ian is playing Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah. Here we go. Hey, what do you know? It's the Red Guardian. Man of action.
It's an omen.
It is. I don't like it. I do not approve.
I've got 7. You doing 10 again or 20 or whatever you're doing?
I'm doing 20 again. Gotta right. Get through these.
My first one, they call her Dr. Thor. Second one, Rhino.
Wait a minute. That was a purple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gamorpha. Spider-Gwen. Mysterio. Reptile. I hear he's going to be doing something. And don't call her Shuri. That's a one good one.
Yeah, 1 out of 7. That's perfect odds. All right, let's get into this. Doing 20 again. We'll start off with 4-star Quake. Go to Thanos. 4-star, obviously. I don't know who that is. Ghost. I don't recognize all these people's symbols. Ant-Man.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
I went to add my Dr. Thor cover, and it said, do you want to sit save? And I went, oh, because I have her at a 151.
Oh, fantastic.
So that was at least cover number 6 for the blue power.
Okay.
Well, my next one is a purple. It is So Below for She-Hawk. I don't, okay, that maxes out her green, so no more of those, please. Back to 4-stars, Black Widow. We've got Sam Wilson, Melinda May, another Ghost, Gator Thor, sorry, Gator Loki. I always call him Thor. I don't know why. War Machine, another purple. It is Walking Abyss for Chasm. Who is this? Miles Morales, Gamora, Captain Marvel, Spider-Woman. I've got 4 more. Thing. A third purple is another She-Hawk. Makes me stronger. What do I got? 2 left. Iron Spider-Man, Infinity War, and finally, Prowler on the Prowl.
Oh yeah, he's a character.
Mm-hmm. So, that takes my She-Hawk up to a 5-2-3, and Chasm to a 3-3-2.
There you go. You got 3 out of 21, so, or 3 out of 20, right?
3 out of 20, yeah.
Right there.
That's, yeah, right along the odds. Can't complain. I want to, but...
It would be unjust.
Yeah, thanks to this guy.
This guy.
Hey, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, known as the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. This and many other podcasts working together to bring you the best podcasting variety in your day. Soon-to-be-named network will give you direct links to all of our shows, including this one, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
The Northman is on Amazon. I watched half of it so far. It's been pretty good. No, that was on no one else's radar but me.
I saw a commercial. I didn't know if I was going to watch it or not.
I don't want to trail away too much, but I just downloaded Marvel Snap today, and I hope to try it later. Is it any good, Donkey Teeth? I agree. Teeth. So far, it's been great, Perondiak.
Yeah, Teeth likes it. He sent a message.
But yeah, it's just I in my mind I thought Craig enjoyed Alexander Skarsgård playing Vikings.
I do.
So I thought I this much. Would appeal to you.
That was going to be my question before you said that. Is does this film involve a Skarsgård?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it involves Eric Northman as the Northman.
That does encourage me to go watch it.
And yeah, he cuts a brutal path of vengeance, and it's fantastic.
Mm.
It really seems to be like a Viking version of Hamlet. Or no. Yeah. Wait. Am I thinking of Hamlet or am I thinking of Macbeth?
I don't know. Who dies?
I'm thinking of Hamlet. I was right the first time.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a Viking version of Hamlet. It's good.
I think they should tie it into the Sookie books and, you know, have it turn into a vampire at the end of the movie.
Godric finds him at the end of his path of vengeance.
Yeah. You know, some little French kid comes up, turns him into a vampire, you know.
Yeah.
Godric was Roman, right? Godric was Roman. Anyway, there you go. Maybe I'll check that out because I do like me some Skarsgård. All right, thanks everybody for joining us in this week. As promised, our friend Joe would say, this is a slender read of an episode, very short.
Oh.
Check for comments, suggestions, puzzlewarriors3.com. Shoot Ray some things if you want to hear us talk about on the show. We're always up for some stuff. You can click on the Amazon banner if you like and buy yourself stuff. It's going to be, I don't know, what's next? Halloween the next holiday?
Yes.
Yes.
Buy yourself some Halloween candy. Have it shipped to you by Amazon. And then we can get some, too. That'll be fun. But that's it. So goodbye for now. Remember, kids, don't drink sour apple juice. Just don't do it. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.